Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment wondering why.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much. Staying with me, I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on your smartphone, it converts right over to our mobile site, which I encourage you to check out, not only because it works great, it's very handy, but it'll show you how to do it. It'll show you what it looks like when you have a mobile site that converts into a smartphone from the regular site. So, yeah, as you heard me say before, every small business doesn't have to have a mobile app, but you must have a mobile site. I really encourage you to get that going. Check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. The new video, new poll question, et cetera, et cetera. Having a great visit with our good friend Luke Vandermillen. He's with the Principal Financial Group. We're talking about 10 years of the 10 best companies. I've been reporting on it every year for 10 years, making sure that you knew what these companies were doing, that what Principal was learning that these companies were doing to improve the tenure of their company, of their employees, by helping them with the right kind of benefits and multifaceted benefits. Now, we're not just talking health care, we're not just talking insurance, we're talking about lots of different things. Luke, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about some of the things that you guys have learned from all these companies over the 10 years. The first thing was, don't go it alone. Outsource what you don't know how to do, what you're not an expert at, especially from a benefits management standpoint, right?
That's correct.
And the second one is how to, these companies found a way to make the benefits that they provided their employees pay dividends. How do they do that?
Well, I'd say the first thing they did is they took a look at their benefits program as an investment, a strategic investment that their company was making. So it moved away from being just the thing that the HR person worried about to more of a strategic initiative of the company that everybody embraced. And so, you know, these companies spend a fair amount of money on
benefits. So instead of an obligation or expense, it actually turned into a best practice.
A best practice and an investment that has a return, and that return takes the form of being easier to recruit and retain employees. We find turnover in these companies less than half the national
turnover
average.
Turnover kills a small business.
It sure does. You know, a small business, there is a more direct line between the employees of a small business and their customers than what you'd find in most larger organizations.
No question.
So if somebody leaves, they're probably impacting, you know, dozens of customer relationships.
It's an emotional issue too. It's not just a productivity issue. It's an emotional issue sometimes.
It definitely is. And then the thing that maybe surprised us a little bit about where these programs pay dividends is not only in attracting and retaining employees, but when employees are engaged and motivated, what the folks at Harvard Business Review Analytical Services found is that the safety records of these companies were actually better because their employees were more engaged and more motivated. You know, we had there's a company that's in the oil business down in Texas, and the gentleman there indicated in more than 25 years they've only had one lost time accident.
Wow.
Which is unbelievable.
That's unbelievable.
But we heard that from other companies too, that they said, yeah, our safety record is better because we take better care of our employees. They're engaged and motivated, and our employees are more productive as a result.
Wow, that's just unbelievable, that kind of record in that industry. That's a dangerous industry.
It certainly is. So we heard that from other companies in the manufacturing sector as well.
So here's an opportunity lost, I think, that a lot of small business owners commit, and that is not making it clear to their employees about the full investment that they're making in them from a benefit standpoint. Don't just presume that the employee knows how much you're spending, knows the trouble you're going to, that they automatically appreciate the value of what they're getting. Isn't that an important thing, is to make sure that they know that what you're investing in them. So they say, you know, it's not just about my pay. These people are taking care of me.
That's exactly right. I'd say that's one of the top findings from the research, which is the way these benefit programs are communicated is vital, because a benefit that's not understood can't be appreciated. And so these companies take the extra time and care to communicate to their employees not only about the benefit programs, but of the overall health of the company.
Mm-hmm.
And they do that not only in a group setting, but they take the extra mile and usually work with their financial advisor to do that in a one-on-one setting with each one of their employees.
Do they add up the total? Like, you know, all right, here's your compensation. Here's the money that's being spent on you for health care. Here's the money that's being spent on you for insurance. Here's the money that's being spent on you for these other things. I mean, do they give them a total package thing?
They absolutely do that.
I think that's smart.
Yeah, they give them a total picture of their compensation, which in a lot of cases is 30% or more of the salary that they're being paid.
And employees are employees are shocked when they hear that number, aren't they?
They are, and it helps. That's a really key communication tactic, because mm-hmm. when that employee gets a job offer from the firm down the street and it's for a few bucks more of salary, they're going to think twice about that and say, but my benefits are so good here that I'm actually making more here, so I'm not going to go for a few bucks more an hour, and those people stay.
Let me tell you something else, folks. When you train your employees, tell them what you, do the same thing with training, and talk about that training as an investment in them, because you're putting capability in their head. They can take anywhere they go in their life.
That's exactly right. You have a lot of knowledge walking out the door.
Be sure you convey. Don't just train people. You know, let them know that you're investing in them. That's an important part of this communication. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about this. In fact, we're going to talk about managing healthcare costs and overlaying that with wellness as a major best practice that these companies have learned. Tintail, right back with Luke Vandermillen. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.